All right, why don't we take a break now and ask you a couple of questions?
As is now being done with our university audience, we would suggest that our audience divide into small groups of 6 or 8 people and discuss the following 2 questions. Question 1. What should a child know about sex by the time he enters the first grade? Question 2. When should our children start to date? It is suggested that these discussions are held for the next 5 or 10 minutes. The question being discussed now is question 1. What should a child know about sex by the time he starts first grade?
All right, how the baby got in the mother's tummy, well, we'll say womb, I think. We'd suggest that you start out and use the correct terms. We say elbow and shoulder, so we should say breast, penis, nipple, whatever the part of the body is, we should say it, so we have words to use in talking with our children. And I know some of you mothers are sort of going like this at the thought of using some of those words. Well, the next time you've got your vacuum sweeper on, it's roaring good and loud, practice saying some of those words. And the same is true about the functioning of the body. We say eating, swallowing, sleeping. So you should say urinating, bowel movement, whatever the function is, say it.
You know, that'd help us doctors a good bit, too. You know, put yourself in my position with, say, a 4-year-old boy, and I want to ask him if it hurts him when he urinates. You know, I might say, Tony, does it hurt when you wee-wee? Tinkle? Make a river? When you pee? Yeah, okay. Another answer back here. How much do you tell a child by the time they start school if the child has not asked?
Well, we would say that if they have not asked, then you bring it up. You know, there's always someone pregnant in the neighborhood or in the relationship or so on, and you can use this as an opener, you know. Did you ever wonder where babies came from, Joey?
Nah.
Maybe I'll really tell you. And if he doesn't, then just proceed and tell him what you want him to know. Even though he acts totally uninterested, his little ears are like this. So just tell him what you want him to know. And as you're bathing him and so on, you can very easily explain, you know, the parts of the body simply. Your question, how much should you tell them? It's often geared to how much they ask. And the rule is give them as simple an answer as you can think of. If they want to know more, let them ask a second question. But keep remembering, these are just little children, and when they say to you, Mommy, where do babies come from? And what's for dessert, Mom? The first question's got you all shook up. The second question is the really important one. And you've got to think of it in this way and just answer like you answer everything else.
This business of how does the baby come? For instance, when Barbara was carrying our last little boy, and quite well along, one of our other little fellows, he was about 5 at that time, he came in out of the garden, and he had some little carrots that they had planted and raised in his muddy little hands. He looked at his mother and he said, hey, Mom, how are they gonna dig that kid out of there?
I said, babies come a little bit different than carrots. I said, when mother knows the baby's big enough to live outside of her body, she goes to the hospital. And pretty soon the baby's born through a special little opening between her legs.
He looked at her. He said, how big is that opening?
I thought a minute and I said, you know what a balloon's like before you blow it up. And then you blow it up, gets big, doesn't it? When you let the air out, what happens? Goes back down. That's just how that opening is. Gets big, lets the baby out, goes back down. Sure, a good thing God figured that out ahead of time, wasn't it?
He said, doesn't that hurt?
If you say, oh, it was terrible, instead say, well, it did hurt some, but the nurse was there and gave you medicine and the doctor, and they took such good care of you. And anyhow, after the baby comes, you forget all about it. You're just so happy to have a new baby to bring home.
He had one more. Then he wanted to see the opening.
There are limits. At this point, I said, well, honey, certain parts of our body are made for special work. These are good parts, but they're private parts, and we don't ever let anyone see or touch them.
Now, he had not started school, but a child who begins school must know these facts in today's culture. He must know the mechanism of pregnancy and of childbirth, at least very outlined form.
What other group? Going back, did your group have another point? Good.
Our group wanted to know, what do you do if a child asks a question in front of company?
When you've got company, this is just usually how it is. Well, you simply answer them very simply, basically, because even though the other adults, you know, grandma get all red, they still know the information. So just be honest, truthful, reverent, but answer. And the same we'd say for a teacher on a playground. Say that little first grade group and one of the little children ask her a question and she ducks the question. She teaches by ducking. And the same with the parents. It's your honest, open answer.
All right, any other thoughts?
We thought that little children should know the difference. Boys and girls.
All right?
Barb?
They should know the differences. You know, God made boys and girls, two kinds. Isn't that nice? And to little children, this is about all it means. But preschool, they should know the difference. Now, got all girls? What do you do? Well, we would suggest that in that preschool age, you babysit a little boy next door or a little nephew or something and make a point that they do see the difference between boys and girls in that preschool age. And you bathe all your preschool children together, and what do? They check to see what kind of equipment everyone came with. Perfectly natural. They're just normally curious, and this is just part of their education in these preschool years.
Some of the big boys never get over that. Yes. You know, very commonly, mother does all of this, and of course, this falls to her lot mostly because she's home all day with them. But let's say a child came to me and said, Daddy, how does that baby start? Well, perhaps this one is 3 or 4 years old. I might say, well, Johnny, when God wants us to have a new baby, he blesses the love of mother and daddy, and the new baby starts to grow in mother's womb. In effect, at that age, I might blame it on God, or you can blame it on whoever you wish. But this is inadequate, and yet it's enough at this age. Now, let's say this child is now perhaps starting first grade, and this time he nails his mother and he says, Mom, how did that baby get in there?
And then as simple words as you can think of say something like, well, you know how mother and daddy love each other? Uh-huh. Well, some night when mother and daddy love each other especially much, some seed from daddy's body goes into mother's body and joins a little seed there. And if God wills, a new baby starts to grow. Isn't that nice? Oh, so that's how it is. And there is this sense of wonder and awe if you are the first one to tell your own child.
All right, she's truthful. It's outline, it's brief. It's not quite all there yet, though, is it? It's enough maybe for a 7-year-old. She's not telling any lies. But let's go another couple of years later, and he asks the question again. But how does that seed get in you?
And then again, well, you know how we love each other? Yep. Well, some night when mother and daddy love each other especially much, daddy's penis goes into mother's vagina, and some seed from daddy's body goes into mother's body and joins a little seed there called an egg. And if God wills, a new baby starts to grow. Isn't it nice that God planned that babies would come like this?
You see what Barbara's teaching now? She's teaching facts of life, true enough, but she's also telling him what to think about those facts. And she's presenting them in this context that we started with of marriage and love and God and children. And she's happy that these babies came, which tells him that she was happy that he came. And so it's in the way we teach. In contrast, this first exposure now to intercourse to what they would learn and remember and be injured by out on the street.